Harold Crocker has two tips for you if you want to be a good ventriloquist. Tip number one.
The first thing you have to do is have a voice. Like, are you going to use a deep voice? Oh, are you doing? Are you going to use another voice like, hey, how you doing? A scratchy voice. You have to have something that you're going to be comfortable with and you're not straining your vocal cords.
And number two.
When you're starting to be a ventriloquist, you have to watch your lips in the mirror and not use moving your lips.
Like this.
Hi, how you doing, Sarah? Nice to see you here today.
That voice is Butch, the small doll-like figure Harold's been working with for 60 years. And they are figures, not dummies, he says. When Butch talks, Harold's lips don't move. But there's more than just Butch.
Of course, I have Eddie, which is a deeper voice. Hey, hey, how you doing? And then, of course, I have Harry the Duck. Hi, hon, how you doing?
But Butch is Harold's favorite. Sitting at his dining room table in Falmouth, Harold sifts through photographs and old newspaper clippings of their performances together with Butch slumped on his lap. Butch looks like a small kid, about 8 or 9 years old, sitting there with limp arms and legs and a bright plastic face. He wears a plaid Newsies cap, red plastic hair, and high brown eyebrows reaching up in a permanent expression of total glee. Harold looks like the grandfather.
Dolly, I kind of like this. You like that? Yeah, I like the Illinois radio. Nobody sees me. No, no. When this was built, they didn't have moving eyes. All they had was the mouth. Like a lot of the ventriloquists have figures now that the nose will wink, you know, the ears wiggle, the eyebrows go up and down, the eyelids close, even the fingers on, the hand will move.
He was just a kid when he first got Butch. His grandmother ordered the figure for him from a catalog, and he started performing with it when he was 14, on local radio stations, where he went to school in Falmouth, even at birthday parties. And when he was 22, he finally got a big break, competing on the Ted Mack and the Original Amateur Hour.
Eight outstanding amateur acts battle for a victory that only your votes can decide in just 30 seconds.
It was one of the first American Idol-type TV shows back in the 50s and 60s.
A ventriloquist from Falmouth, Massachusetts, calls his two friends Butch and Eddie, and they call him Harold Crocker. Falmouth is out on Cape Cod, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Mack. It's 10 miles from Hyannisport, Massachusetts, where the President-elect Kennedy lives.
And soon after this national TV debut, he was invited to perform at Caroline Kennedy's 10th birthday party in Hyannisport.
When I was on, it was on live on the stage.
Okay, fellas, what's this argument all about? Now come on and kiss and make up.
I ain't gonna do it.
Why not? Because I don't like Eddie anymore. What's this all about anyway? Eddie says he can sing better than I can. Oh, you too. Music, Nitro.
That was the greatest show of my life. Yeah, Butch is my alter ego, with me for so many years. But I like Butch because he's so easy to handle, and it's part of me, really. It's, yeah, I look like you. No, no, you don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Every day, Harold takes Butch out so he can practice. A half hour a day, he says. They still perform a few times a month, mostly volunteering at Elks Lodges, hospitals, and office Christmas parties. And every once in a while, he volunteers at an adult day center in Sandwich.
All right, folks. How about going back to another song that you would probably remember? First is the sunshine, the second is rain.
Most of Harold's audience is his age. Walter's one of them. It's the first time he's seen the show, and he loves it.
Best I've ever heard in here.
It's like real.
Oh. I want to thank you all for being a nice audience today.
At the end of every performance, at home or out in the world, Harold puts Butch away in a suitcase. And true to form, Butch doesn't like to do what he's told.
Now look, go to sleep. I won't go to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep. You're going to sleep. I don't want to go in the suitcase. You've got to go to the suitcase. I don't want to go in the suitcase. You're going
for
in the
WCAI,
suitcase.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.